on in, Pete. Concentrate on what you're doing or we'll never get finished. Can you bring me those last few plates, please? No, you weren't. You were nattering to that silly Icky. I don't know why he has to come sniffing round here every mealtime. If I hadn't kept my eye on him, he'd have eaten all your blueberries. Now look at him, messing around and stopping you from helping me. Well, if he goes on like this, we just won't be able to have our special game today, that's all. Just had breakfast. Anyway, that egg's got to last me a long, long time. You know I have to watch how much chocolate I eat.
Yes, I do know, but why?
Well, because I can't gain too much weight. If I got too fat, I wouldn't be able to hover to reach up to things like I do now. And maybe one day, when I zapped home to London to see my family, I'd get strapped.
Strapped? What's that mean?
Oh, it's a terrible thing, Impy. The most awful thing that can happen to a lep. Or one of the worst, anyway. It's hard to explain. When you zap out, you tell your mind where you want to be. Then the helping hand, the magic you'd say, pulls your body after it. But if you weigh too much, the helping hand isn't strong enough to pull all that weight, so your mind is trapped in one place and your body in another.
Oh, but that's terrible. That's awful.
Yes, it is. Most leps don't survive it. If a lep has the strength of will to pull his mind back into the place he came from, he's never the same. He can never use the helping hand, what you'd call do the magic, again.
What, you mean not ever?
No, not ever, ever, ever. So I won't eat that egg for a while, and then only a teeny bit at a time.
You're right, I don't want you to get strapped.
Come on, Impy. There's no need to cry. No need to be sad today. Let's think about all the fun that we're going to have. It's time to get ready for our special game with the toys. I can't wait to see what you've planned. I've got all the sounds you wanted, but I don't know what you're going to do. Roped mummy in, she tells me. I bet Boofy is dying to get his paws on some chocolate.
Now stop that, but Arden. Mummy Lacey wouldn't dream of giving Boofy chocolate. Chocolate is bad for doggies.
Oh, sorry, I spoke, I'm sure. Anyway, come on, we're wasting time here. Let's go and get ready. Oh, where's that Timmy Tumbles? Let's get everybody out here.
Lacey, you sit there quietly and look out of the window. There's a good Lacey. Now, children, sit what's happening. I see any movement. Oh, Mr. Tommy Tumbles is coming. Oh, I like Mr. Tommy. He's funny. Yes, he is funny. Although he does say some rude words sometimes. I hope he won't do that. No, of course he won't. Kiss to. There's children in the car. Oh, I like Mr. Tommy. Here he comes. Oh, he's got Timmy. Oh, dear. Timmy, shut up in his box. That's not a good sign. Open the top, please, Mr. Charlie, dear.
Morning, Mr. Charlie. Lacey. Watch your kids. Here, shift up a bit, will ya? Room for a little un. Oh, blimey, that box don't get no lighter. Tim, God, we'll have to cut down on the chips, mate.
Good morning, Mr. Tommy Tumbles. Oh, good morning, Mr. Tommy. Good morning. Will you really cut down on Timmy's chips? Good morning, Tommy dear. Why, if he's not rude to us, have you shut poor Timmy up in his box?
Oh, well, what it is, you see, he wanted to come to the circus with Chips and me, but the manager, he wouldn't wear it. When we told him where we was going for the day, well, seems him and young Booth had words last time they was together.
Oh, say no more, Tommy, we understand. Now, don't worry about anything, just go off and do your work and try to have a good day. We'll take care of Timmy.
Bless you, Charlie, and you, Lace. Friends in need, that's what you are. Well, better get moving. See you later, Tim. Now, none of that. Behave yourself, or I'll blooming well nail that lid shut, so help me, I will. Cheerio, all. Toodle pip. It's a wonder your mouth don't fall off the amount you talk, missus. And stop bossing us all about. I don't need to eat me crust because I ain't got no hair to go curly, see? So there.
Timmy Tumbles, you stop being rude to my mummy this minute or I'll fight you.
Oh, you're a big softy Boofy Arch and I ain't scared of you.
Now sit down, Boofy. Don't worry about it because it's a real shame Timmy decided to be naughty. It just means that he'll have to be shut up in his box and he won't get his part of the surprise that's been planned for everybody. It's just such a real, real shame. Daddy! Is there going to be a surprise? I love surprises! Pretty surprises! I love surprises! What are we going to have for a surprise? Oh, you'll just have to wait and see, won't you, children? Goodness gracious me!
No, mister, don't shut me up again. I'm sorry and all. It's just I get so aggravated being stuck to this golly whopping box. Sometimes I don't care what I say or do. I'd give anything in the world to be running around like the others. Oh, just let me be part of the surprise.
Oh, that's all right, Timmy dear. We understand. Of course we do. You'll get your share of the surprise. It's all right, Timmy dear. Mummy, what's the surprise? Daddy, what's the surprise? Tell us. Well, if you just look over there through the trees, you'll see the first part of it coming along right now. Look over there.
Hey, look. There's one of those upright kind of bunny rabbits. Oh, ain't she pretty? I ain't seen one with fur as white as that before. Almost hurts my eyes to look at it.
Oh, Mummy, look at her beautiful dress. It's all pink and right down to the ground. It nearly covers up her little white paws. She's so cute. And look, she's got
May joyous Easter blessings rain on this happy family and their friend.
You're the Easter Bunny? Go on, I've never seen you before.
Perhaps you've never looked for me, little leaper. Though your father once knew me well enough.
Go on, my dad don't believe in bunnies. Mind?
Exactly, neither do you. Though, here I am.
Well, what have you got in that basket then? Stacks of big chocolate eggs?
We shall see.
Chocolate ones. What a rotten blooming swizz.
In the world of men, they hunt the eggs. In the world of Toity, when you break these eggs that I will give you, they will lead you each to a gift, something to treasure. Come here and receive your gifts, the youngest first. Boofy. And prize it open. Do not be alarmed. I will be watching you.
Are you going to play with me?
Friends in your pool at home. He could not live here, you know, but in your pool he will be safe and happy. Now, Timmy Tumbles, it is your turn.
Oh, honest, Mrs. Bunny, I don't know as I fancy it. I might mess it up.
I will be watching you. You'll come to no harm.
Yeah, but I ain't one of your good children.
Little Leaper, some can see past the frustration and anger to the good heart inside. Now, come here and receive your gift.
Cool, a silver one. Okay, here goes. Wish me luck. If I ain't back in a year, send out a search party. Okay, well, I know this place is where Mum and Dad work. And here I am, stuck right in the middle of the ring like a pelican in the wilderness. And there's old Gormless Gill, the ringmaster. Oi, mush, move us out of the way, would you? Someone's gonna fall over me. Oi, gone deaf, have we? Weird. Everyone's just moving round me like I wasn't here. There's Mum and Dad doing their routine. Mum? Oi, Dad? Hello? Okay, think, Timmy. Use your loaf. Hey, what the LMNOP's that trapeze doing swinging up there all on its own? That's gonna do someone a mischief, that is. And what the standpipe's that? An hat? Oh, look, this is silly. You can't have a daring young hat on a flying trapeze. It don't make no sense. Hey, perhaps that's me, what you call, me gift. Nice too. A smart new red town's hat with a silver bell. Suits me. Or will when I get it down here. Now how do we do that? Can I reach it? Blooming silly question. It's up there and I'm down here. Okay, let's try something else. Oi, hat, get down here, will ya? Fine state of things talking to an hat at my age. Perhaps if I jump up really high I could do it. No chance. I'd just rip me back and damage this box. Oh, this stupid box. If I could only get out of it. If I could only get out of here. It's ever so lonely with everyone looking right through me. Oh, come on, Hat. Please come down to me. Blimey. It's down. It's down.
Well done. All you had to do was ask it nicely, little Leaper. And now hear what I say. This gift is given to you on trust, since you earn that trust well. And now, put on your hat and be happy. A joyous Easter to you all.
Oh, it's a lovely hat, Timmy. Now put it on. I think there's magic in it. I want to see what it does. Put it on, Timmy. Put it on.
All right. Smart hat it is too. Now, let's see. Oh, blimey.
Oh, Timmy Tumbles, look at you. Oh, Timmy, look. You've got two screens in the legs. You're out of your box. Look. Oh, I've never seen anything like that. All your clothes are torn away.
Look at me. I've got these two springs and I can jump about all over. Vegetable feet.
Yes, she did, didn't she, Lacey dear? I'm very, very glad we came. so let's enjoy it. How about some more lemonade? Oh, Lacey dear. Yes, I think some more lemonade would be lovely, and perhaps another one of those banana sandwiches. Or maybe another two. Or maybe another three.